This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Earlier, you mentioned the NFLPA coming out their report card, team amenities.
Yeah.
It's not about who the best team is. It's about what are the facilities like.
What
how's
can
the
we
coach
do to make your life better?
The Chiefs scores went up.
The Chiefs score is out.
Yes.
From Channel 5. When the NFL Players Association released its 2024 report card a year ago, the Chiefs had failing grades in four categories. A year later, today, the report card is released. They didn't have any failing categories. However, the report card did rate the Chiefs as 26th out of the 32 teams in the NFL, up from 31 last year.
Wait, 26th in what? Explain that.
They're ranked 26th. Their amenities, their facilities, travel out of 32 teams.
Full-on fail last year.
Ranked 31 out of 32. Yeah.
Well, if you missed it, the Patriots say they have a full-on fail with their private jet that does not have Wi-Fi on board and still has ashtrays in their armrests.
You never know if you're going to want to smoke while you're flying to a game, you know?
Yeah, right. So 93,
smoke them if you got them.
93% of Chiefs players feel that head coach Andy Reid is efficient with their time.
Oh, yeah.
They also said that they feel Reid is highly receptive to locker room feedback on the team's needs. The players gave owner Clark Hunt a C-. Locker room accommodations, D-. The players gave it. And
Wait. Locker room accommodations?
Right. Like, what's provided in the locker room? And, you know, do I have enough room in my locker? Is my locker nice? Is there food that I enjoy?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi
for the phone.
Does that surprise you a little bit? Sam, you were there.
We've painted a very old house over and over again.
Okay, I got it.
They're bad when you compare them to the rest of the NFL standard.
So the
toughen them up.
As you know, the Chiefs stay the night in a local hotel after each home game. They ranked the home game hotel, it ranked the lowest in the NFL.
Well, yeah, the Adams Mark burned down.
I don't know where they're staying. Maybe they're staying at the Key Cove or whatever
Cocoa
it is.
Keys Cocoa Water Key. Resort, baby.
Regarding the food dining area at the stadium, they gave Arrowhead's team food dining area B.
Okay.
The locker room a D-, training room a C-, weight room a C+. Team travel a B, head coach A+.
Yeah.
Ownership, as I mentioned, a C-.
Okay.
Andy Reid had the fourth highest votes for head coach among the Players Association.
And that ownership ranking, if you get into the numbers, is largely based on a perception of willingness to invest in team facilities.
Correct.
Now, if you were the owner of a billion-dollar sports franchise and you were staring down the barrel of, getting a new stadium, Would you replace the kitchen sink before you tore down the house?
Probably not.
No.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the pictures of, you know, when Lamar Hunt had, when Arrowhead was built, Lamar Hunt, and I think Clark Hunt still does as well, Lamar Hunt lived in Dallas. So during the season, he would live at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
There's a house built
inside.
Into.
It's a three-story house built inside Arrowhead.
Right behind the big suites where the press box is.
I don't think that I knew that.
Have you ever seen pictures of it? It is incredible.
It's Victorian. It is fantastic.
Yeah, Arrowhead.
I mean, house. It's an apartment.
It's a house inside
there.
It's
a large apartment.
All right.
Yeah, it's a three-story house,
14-foot ceilings, the whole nine.
It is beautiful, too, man.
Let me ask you what really is, I think, the...
Look at that.
If we're going to get to the heart of the conversation here. Oh, wow.
I mean, they spared no expense.
And you, by the way, one of those suites on that big wall of suites is the suite connected to that house.
Here's the suite connected to their house in Arrowhead.
Yeah. You can just walk right up to your porch and watch the game.
So here's the real question for our listeners. When your boss sends you out the employee engagement survey, like, what could we be doing better? Does anyone believe, or if you are a manager, tell me, that you actually look at that? Like, is someone actually looking at that?
Yes.
You think so?
Well, we have the every year, our big boss gets us all together downstairs, and they go over the results. It's called employee engagement survey.
Okay, we got water fountains.
We did, thank God. But I'm asking, like, for all of our audience, do you feel like they are checking a box with that? Or do you feel like changes really do come from the employee engagement survey? I'm talking about here. We did say, God, can we get a water fountain? And we did, which is great.
On both floors. It depends on who the manager is. I complained in one of mine that we didn't have a microwave anywhere near the newsroom, and we got a microwave in the kitchenette.
Read that one.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
As a member of
throwing
the
your weight around
engagement
there.
Task force, I can assure you that we...
I didn't put my name on it.
No, it's all anonymous. I can assure you that we combed through those numbers and those words and those responses.
Good.
Do you want employees to do good work and you make the work environment as comfortable as you can afford for them to do their work?
Yeah.
Although years ago, they were not read, and here's how I know that. remember when we filled it out on the air?
You submitted one that said your mom.
Yes.
You just kept writing your mom.
Well, it said, what did you do better in the last quarter? And I wrote your mom.
That's a true story. We filled it out, Dan, on the air and submitted it. But that was one that the corporation asked us to fill out.
Yep.
And we did not believe those were going to be read. Locally, if your boss says, hey, what can we do better around here? Is there something even little that would make your life better? Like a suggestion box, you know? Does anyone ever really read the suggestion box? And I'm asking if you're listening and you're a manager or you work somewhere. I don't mean huge things like, God, I'd like to have a, you know, $2 million gym and a daycare on site. But like even little things like the microwave is helpful because we don't have to run 300 yards.
No, we only have to walk about 20 feet.
Yeah, that is helpful.
You're welcome. I think the larger the corporation, the less likely they are to read any of it. But you might ask yourself then why do they even do it?
Yeah.
Because it's a morale booster in some respects because it makes you think, you lowly peon.
See, I don't think it's a morale booster at all. I think it's one more thing I got to do.
You actually have a say and that they actually care about your opinion.
I will say if one more employee warms up some leftover cod in the
brought it back.
That thing is not going to be there anymore.
Walk through some of the back hallways. You can still get a whiff, a little hint
of the cod.
Of fish.
We had cod last night. I almost brought it in my leftovers today, but I decided to go.
What did the fish say when he was dealing blackjack?
I don't know.
Pick a cod, any cod.
Get out.
Dumb.
You told the joke.
But no, I mean, and I'm not, I don't know if Roxanne's listening right now or not. And it's fine. I'm not telling her this to blow smoke. When she started here as our general manager, they brought in-house, and I don't know if it was her decision or a corporate decision, they in-housed the employment surveys, and now I actually think somebody reads it, so now I don't write stupid things like, what did you do better last quarter? Why don't you ask your mom?
Right. Now they read it. You should probably...
And so I put serious things down, like, is there any chance we can get a microwave in the tiny kitchenette?
It would be kind of funny if we all banded together, because, like, there's a... what words show up most often in the responses. If everybody in the building put your mom as one of the words and it showed up in gigantic letters, you know those word clusters where the bigger words are the ones that show up more.
It's like the top five words that popped up in the employment survey.
Just huge in the middle of that cluster. Your mom.
PowerPoint.
Let's do that next year. It would be so funny.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on KMBZ.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.